Okay, first, as we always do, we will begin with a reading from the Book of Modern Sex Magic by Donald Michael Craig.
Thanks be.
Praise be him.
Praise be
to God.
Praise be him.
Of sex magic.
This is from the Book of Preface, the chapter Polarity.
Okay.
The nature of sex magic, whether one performs such magic alone or with partners of the same sex or the opposite sex, is that of working with polarities. These polarities can be seen most easily in the sexes, man and woman. However, the polarities exist to a greater or lesser degree within each of us. This is why sex magic can also be performed by oneself or with partners of the same sex. Some forms of sex magic require a male-female couple. Other techniques do not. When a male-female couple is required will be obvious. Sorry, grammatically that's incorrect. As the sex magic technique will require the united fluids that result from ritualized sexual intercourse on the part of the magicians.
Wow.
I ask that the reader, student, sex magician excuse any language which, for clarity of meaning, may not truly represent the fact that sex magic is for both genders. It is unfortunate, but English does not have gender-neutral forms, and trying to come up with such phrases is frequently neither linguistically graceful nor elegant.
Wow. Praise be unto you.
Thank you, Donald.
Thank you, Donald. I can't wait to see how we apply Donald's practices to some of the sex magic.
To the paucity of sex in this book.
I know.
Anyway, welcome back. It's Feywatch.
Wow. Well, thank you for setting the tone with that. I feel like that really centered us.
Yeah, I feel really grounded in that like meditative state.
We need to be
magic.
A little more spiritual, I think, as a podcast. And sure. I think we maybe have found a prophet. I mean, we'll see. We'll see. I think we should explore his works more.
Like a crystal boy. I could see it for you, Will.
I tell you, you moved to Brooklyn, and I'm telling you. Next thing you know, they're doing sex witchcraft.
Maybe I become straight so I could fully realize my sex magic potential, you know?
I mean, God forbid.
Ooh. You know, I was thinking about you. Well,
being straight?
Yeah. I was thinking about you and intercourse with women. And because
do elaborate.
Yeah, well, maybe I shouldn't, but I guess it's too late now. at a certain point in today's journey, spoiler alert, like a breast will be sucked into a mouth, not fully,
okay,
just part of it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wonder what like Will like thinks about breasts.
I mean, I feel like they look nice, but I'm not drawn to them. I famously had a good friend of mine fairly recently ask me, who's a straight man, ask me, he was like, Will, I mean, like, even you can admit that, like, women's chests are more attractive than men's chests, right?
Oh, my God,
chests,
that was
right?
So funny.
And I was like, actually.
Like, that's kind of the whole point is, that's like, no. Yeah. That's, like, pretty much the whole thing.
Like, I
just
don't.
Objectively.
Yeah.
No, I think they're kind of weird.
It was kind of flattering because I was like, wow, that's, like, how gay you think I am that I can look past,
right,
like, the objective beauty of breasts. And, like, I want it so bad I'm willing to, like, give that up.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's, wow. Okay.
Wow. Okay, well, I guess there really are just, like, boob people and not boob people.
I guess. I just think they're, at the very least, they're kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
Sure.
But anyways,
I love it when you have the girls out, but they're not out right now.
I know my girls are not out for the audio listeners.
It's a cloudy, cold day. They, you know, they need to be kept warm and safe.
Yeah, I'm in my scuba. Don't worry. I guess people speak. And speaking of which, speaking of being DeLulu Lemon, is now a good time. Shout out. Listen, We love when you post about the podcast on Reddit. You guys know this. You guys know this.
Yep.
This reminded me. So, okay, I don't check it all. I'm not out here constantly Googling our podcast. But, you know, about once a month, I like to check in, see what people are saying.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
I'm
see
sick.
If we're canceled or not. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. I recently found, and by the time this episode airs, it will be a very old post indeed on Reddit, but I recently found, very nice, thank you. Thank you for making a post. I forget your username, and quite frankly, I'm not going to look it up. But you will know who you are, because, I'm sorry, because we'd like to thank you for making a post about how much you love the podcast. Really appreciate it. We did get some constructive feedback at the end of it.
Yeah.
Which was... why do they say DeLulu so much?
Right,
surely a few times an episode is enough. So I take that to mean that there was a time when we were saying it more than a few times per episode.
And for that, we don't really apologize, but we hear you. We moderately apologize.
I rejected the premise of the critique, but that's sort of how I deal with criticism. So
I was actually really proud of myself. Right. I did not have a meltdown about that very minor critique.
Yeah.
I actually kind of took it pretty well.
No, I'm proud of all of us. I feel like it only took like one or two therapy sessions for me to get through it. So
exactly.
That was good.
Like the one time the person said, they only like Dina's voice because Rachel and I have whatever that thing is.
Oh, your cute vocal fry. I love your vocal fry.
Are adorable. Vocal fry. Yeah. So thank you for posting on Reddit. And thank you for
pushing us to grow, you know, and to evolve.
No, it is like a stupid thing to say. It's like we all probably also sound like so millennial too. It's like disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we all know that.
Okay. Yeah.
No. But anyways, sorry. That's neither here nor there. We're really on a kind of choose your own adventure journey this morning, this day, opening up this podcast.
Yeah.
But we do have a book to discuss.
We do. And I think, Rachel, we are climaxing. And
who better to take
climax
us
queen
through the journey?
Climax queen. Wow, you heard it here first and last. Climax queen. All right, I'll take it away.
Where are we?
Where are we? Great question. We're in a bunch of different places.
Ugh.
Okay, but we do get to start out on a cute note, which is to say that Team Archives now simply Rune and Lydia, because Deck and Flynn, like, are gone, and like,
oh, they probably
weird.
Just don't want to cock block.
Yeah. So Rune and Lydia were in the archives in Avalon doing our thing, and they're, you know, we're having a little warmth introduced into relations where the ice is melting. We're reaching out, we're hoping that someone's reaching back.
Mm-hmm.
And they are. And so they're hitting the books, they're in the stacks, and then at some point they're like, ooh, like, I need a little caffeine.
Ah, coffee date.
Yeah, coffee date. So they go and they find this, like, crusty old, like, little,
really gross,
you know, pantry. Gross. Mm. But
as people who are used to, you know, really aesthetically pleasing coffee shops on every corner, this felt extremely violent and offensive to me.
Right. It was sick. It was sickening. They had to swing a cauldron over the old, or like a kettle over the fire. But
no, that's charming though. I don't know.
Well, yeah, it's like cute. And it takes longer, so you get to procrastinate longer.
True.
You get to flirt longer. So I think great.
And one of those like old kitchens with like the full cast iron, like,
I think if it had been cleaned, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, you need all the flavors. You need the flavors from the centuries.
The flavors of, like, the mouse poop?
Wow.
Among others, yes.
Wowie. But I love this because we get a little Lydia perspective, and Lydia's just like, arms, sexy arms.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, like, what kind of, like, tea do you want or whatever? And she's like, arms.
What?
bicep. Me eat you. So that's cute.
That is cute.
And they're having their little bonding time.
That was very relatable.
Very cute. And then later, you know, they go back to their studying. At the end of the day, still no Dex, still no Flynn. They're walking back towards their rooms. And we're lingering. And then Rune invites Lydia to come on in and just, like, let's just talk. In my room.
Let's just talk in my bedroom. Probably on the bed.
Yeah. So they have nice chat, chat, talk, talk, background, background, life story kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't write anything down about that. I mean, went straight to the important things.
Yes, thank you. Let's focus.
Finally, we're making out. Ugh. And let me tell
you. Finally.
We're open mouth. We're teeth clacking.
I appreciated that it wasn't, that there was a little teeth clacking, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Listen, at this point.
The teeth are bumping.
Like, I think they both got too excited and, like, their mouths weren't quite, like,
in correct
form.
I feel like it doesn't really happen that often. I don't know.
Maybe they both have big chompers. Teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you just have really small teeth.
I'm like, I've definitely clacked. You know what I mean? Like, these babies are, kept on a leash from the clacking.
In life.
I will tell you, if you aren't just, like, fully open mouth Frenching someone and you're just being a lady and you're just giving little kisses, there's less likelihood that your teeth are going to clack.
Yeah.
Like, your teeth aren't really clacking. So that's, like, another benefit of not going the full front
right
route. So yeah, cute little makeout sesh, and I don't know, at some point then they're in the bed, maybe, unclear, or are they up against, no, they're up against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, but then Rune, like, puts her hand, because he's like, no, like, you're not touching me, I'm gonna touch you first. Ugh. Classic. But sadly, he, like, holds her wrists or whatever, restrains her lightly, and that there's a flash and a glimmer from her past with shitbag Pollux. So then we have to hit pause.
We hit pause, which is really upsetting to take that from her, the joy of a light restraint. Like, how dare you, Pollux?
I think with time,
yeah,
you know, but mm-hmm. not yet. I might be confusing two different makeout sessions. I don't really know. Anyways, it's okay. But then they have a sweet little sleepover, a little naked sleepover, but no sex.
And it's everyone's
cuddling this book.
A lot of cuddling. I guess the fate of the world is at stake. Like, it's a bit scary. Like, one needs a cuddle.
Yeah. You kind of need a cuddle.
And, like, it's very of the moment, you know, like, no one's having sex anymore. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a loneliness epidemic.
Yeah, Biden's very concerned.
Yeah, Joe Biden.
I saw that.
Joe Biden is really concerned.
Honestly, nobody's having sex anymore. Bryce and Hunt not having enough sex. Renewal not having enough sex. Gen Z not having enough sex. It's,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Joe Biden's got a plan for that. But he hasn't done a very good job so far.
Yeah.
No, so all we got is naked cuddles.
Yeah, we got naked cuddles. Very sweet. The next day, he's like, okay. He's finally like, oh, yeah, like, maybe Flynn and Deck, like, this actually is not normal.
Right.
Maybe I should look into this a little bit more.
Yeah, what's up?
And I do just want to say, okay, so then he, like, sniffs around or whatever, and, like, the creepy twins are gone, the murder twins, and mm-hmm. it's like, okay, obviously Morven took Deck and Flynn down into the Cave of Princes to lure Rune there. He's like, duh. And I will just say, Deck and Flynn are such good wingmen, and they want this so badly for Rune that, like, I honestly think
they let themselves
literally no hard feelings.
Right, yeah. Right. No, I feel like they were like, okay, cool. Like, I'm sure he'll figure it out in a few days. Like, they're not going to fucking kill us. Like, we're whoever. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love that.
No, it's like when you are at a bar with your friend and your friend is, like, flirting with someone, but you really want to go home and you, like, sacrifice yourself. You know what I mean? That's what they're
doing. That's exactly right.
And, yeah.
And we salute you. We salute all of you wing people out there in the world.
Oh, like, having wings, but being the wings. Yes,
well,
yes.
Well, wingman.
Yeah.
I wanted to be gender inclusive.
Yeah. No, that's beautiful. Thank you.
Not sure if you've heard of that.
We heard about that at the beginning of this episode.
Well, that was not
Donald Craig.
I will say, Donald, if I could have some feedback for him,
Yeah, he could have done better.
He's only partially woke. He's not fully woke.
Because
a lot of talk of two genders.
Yeah.
Again, as Joe Biden has explained, there are more than two.
So. Okay, well, so much for Team Archives, because everybody, I guess, is Team Caves at the end of the day.
We're going caves, baby.
We're spelunking.
So, yeah. We're spelunking again.
Do you think SJM had like a cave experience? There's been so much cave time of late.
It's hard to say. It's really hard to say.
And it's like there's so much to pull from. Maybe she just got really into that story about like, weren't those like kids stuck in the cave or the miners? Or maybe those were two separate stories of people stuck in
caves.
The
Chilean miners from like a decade ago. Miners.
Yeah. And then there's the wasn't there also like in Thailand?
Yeah, there was also,
because
that's what I'm
saying.
Elon Musk.
Yeah. I know the Elon Musk angle.
Yeah. And I kept thinking maybe she watched The Descent recently. Have you guys ever seen The Descent?
No.
Oh, like one of the fucking scariest movies of all time. But it's about this like group of girls that like go spelunking in this cave system, and they're like working through their traumas because this like guy died that one of them is married to and one of them is secretly fucking, but also there's like really scary monsters in the cave system that are like blind and that like kind of like hunt them, and they're trying to like climb out, they're like climbers or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah and it's all very dark.
Does not sound like it's for me.
I don't want to be problematic, but part of me also does think like if you go spelunking you kind of reap what you sow.
What did you expect? Yeah, totally.
Wow.
I don't know.
Hot take express over here.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's probably right. But we do apologize to any
spelunkers.
anyone who's lost a loved one to spelunking. We're really sorry. And this has probably been a really traumatic book for you if that's the case.
Yeah, that's true.
You kind of have bigger fish.
They probably dropped off long before they would have found the pond.
Right. Bryce and Team Cave are in the caves.
Yeah.
As the team name suggests. Mm-hmm. They're in there. They're going in. They're doing this and that. Bryce kind of like knows where to go because it's basically the same vibe as the other caves that we were in. And she's got her starlight. She's doing her thing. And okay, it's Peleus's tomb. They get to Peleus's tomb. And then I don't know. They go under it or something. Who can say?
Who can say?
Yeah.
Something falls. They fall through, you know.
Isn't there, like, a weird little... Don't they, like, meet up with the bad guys briefly and then jump in the water?
Oh, what do you mean, like, the kings?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, see the kings. Yeah.
So they run into Morvin. Morvin pops up with the murder twins.
Deck and Flynn,
hostage. And they're like, oh, we're going to kill them, blah, blah, blah. And Bryce is like, fine, fucking do it. See if I care.
Yeah.
It's because she knows.
She's playing the game.
So they pop up and they're like, bah, 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 bah. And then Bryce does her little new laser power and like caves them in.
Yeah.
We carry on. She's like, I will circle back. Let's put a pin in this. We will
on
be circling
my to-do
back.
List. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Falls through or whatever to... You know, below Peleus's tomb or whatever.
Oh,
right?
Secret room under the secret caves. Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to keep track. It's like, when are we putting a dagger and a slit and a, what star thing are we,
not putting any other daggers and any other slits, you know?
But I know. Yes. Not nearly enough daggers and slits. Okay.
Both too real. Many and not enough at once if you.
Ew. I don't like the word slit.
Yeah, I don't either.
Right, at least that's not the word we're saying over and over.
Yeah.
True.
You should be grateful.
Yeah, count your lucky
Miss
stars.
Miss Thing on Reddit. You should be grateful. Yes. Anyways, so it turns out that, like, Helena, who was forced to be married to Peleus, she made his tomb because she needed an excuse to come down here all the time and all that shit. So she's like, oh, I'm making a tomb for my husband. But it's actually so that she can FaceTime with her demonic...
Lover.
Well...
Lover?
No, never mind. I'm mixing up my bad sister.
I get them confused.
Her mom's demonic lover.
Okay, yes.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah, you're correct. Yeah.
Yes. So
Her demonic stepdad.
Yeah. As we all love to do, we all love to FaceTime our demonic stepdad. Now, basically, there's all this black salt, you know.
Oh, yeah. Obsidian salt.
Yeah.
Really and good so, for summoning demonic stepdaddies.
You know what? Bryce and Hunt go on a black salt ayahuasca journey to hell.
They really do.
They do a little acid trip with the salt.
They drink the water with all the salt in it.
Yeah.
And then they, you know, mentally travel to hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are they like astral project or something?
Yeah, we don't know what's going on here. Exactly. So they go to hell. The three princes are there. We finally get an explanation about Hunt's origins.
Yes.
Which I definitely can tell you about.
Yeah, no, yeah, same. Yeah, yeah. But like. No.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't want to be a ball hog, though.
No,
I think mostly what I would say is that one probably speculated and thought that he was the son of one of these princes of hell, right? It was like, oh, yeah, he probably comes from one of them. Like, which is it? LOL JK, turns out he's like some kind of Petri dish kid, and they all put a little bit of their essences in and mixed him up in a little demon cauldron or something.
Yeah, I wonder what the Alabama Supreme Court would say about this kind of IVF situation.
Yeah, demon IVF.
With the little princes of hell. Right. But yeah, okay, it's all three of them.
Like, basically, it's, like, kind of all of their powers, and it's, like, unclear, like, who's work. Because they were, like, doing all these, like, experiments, I think, to, like, try to make him.
But
that's what I got out of it, but...
He had a dad, so did they put their seed in that man?
It's giving Mary Magdalene, frankly.
It is giving Mary Magdalene.
Don't you mean, like...
Mary.
Is that not her last name?
No, that's different Mary.
Will...
That they're like, two Marys?
Wait, Will,
yeah,
what?
That's like the whole, there's like a whole thing.
Your mom is literally...
Not like a Catholic, though. I feel like the Catholics are so into the Marys.
Okay, you don't know who Mary Magdalene is?
No.
She was the, like, sex worker who was, like, BFFs with Jesus. Not really. There's not much about her, actually, in the Bible. But people like to, a lot of people are like, oh, is actually his wife.
Okay, well, that's a lot to keep track of. Okay.
I can't believe, like...
Yeah, it's like they could have given that character a different name.
Yeah. Like, Council of Nicaea, no, like...
Let's... If we have some feedback for, you know, Paul and John. Okay, that's so weird. Like, that's actually, like, a glaring, like...
Omission. Well, this is a learning, you know, we can learn on this podcast, and
we're all learning.
Okay, so I guess I meant the Virgin Mary, an Immaculate Conception was sort of...
Except, like, not.
And his dad was, like, a scientist who was, like, working on this stuff, right?
Oh, right. Yeah.
And his mom was, like, a nice angel who the dad, like, had a crush on. Is that wrong?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Like...
Fine.
Yeah. But did she didn't know, I guess? Or she did? I don't know.
Unclear. I don't
it's
think
it's impossible
she
to say. Look,
if you want to know, read the damn book.
Read the book. Read the book. We'll stop saying Delulu, but we're not going to start
telling you what happened.
Yeah.
I just think it's so funny that
it
was like
own research.
The whole thing was like, who's Hunt's dad? Who's Hunt's dad? Who's Hunt's dad? And it's kind of like he kind of doesn't have one and he kind of has four.
Yeah. It's like too hard for us to.
Yeah.
It's beyond our ken still.
It wasn't. Totally what I wanted.
Yeah.
But we're obviously being very positive.
No, right. We gotta get some positivity in so I could save it for the things I'm more negative about.
Okay. Yeah.
Is there anything else we learned? It's like they tell him they're like, look, you should be able to get rid of your little black tattoos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
they do say
we did it. And you're like our collective.
Right.
Son.
Like, did you even try?
Yeah.
It's like literally no.
Yeah. And they're like, yeah, you can summon us through the gate or whatever. Blah, blah, blah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're like, we're so sorry about when we, like, ravaged Crescent City and, like, our little, like,
right, those
minions
were
killed everyone. Yeah, they yeah. just, like, were out of... We really fixed it, though. Like, we sent them to training. Like, it's totally fine.
Yeah, like, that
honestly,
was, like, a different thing.
As a pet owner, I get it. I was immediately, like, totally.
Yeah, like, that was Phoebe.
Yeah, 100%.
We cannot
can
be
only
held
do so much, like...
To account.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they do that, all this and that.
Also so funny that their friends are like, should we kick them? Should we wake them up? Like, how long is too long? Because they're like getting really cold.
Yeah.
Like, their
yeah.
actual bodies are like freezing or something.
Yeah, they're getting very cold. But they have their little chitty chatty, and then Bryce and Hunt re-enter their bodies.
That's what I pictured. And you know, and then they're back.
Mm. Yeah. So with that done, they're like, all right, now we're going to circle back to the two little shitbag kings.
Right.
Who conveniently pop up.
Yeah.
To yeah. be dealt with. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, unclear. Like, spatially, this is all pretty unclear to me.
right. Like, which caverns of the cave? We don't right. know, but they're there.
They're there. You know, they fight.
Yep.
The Autumn King is like, you're a bitch.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah. This is, blah, again, blah, blah. Again, I'm sorry to bring this up so soon. We just said we were let down by something else, but it did feel like a, like, flattening of his character. It was like, oh, okay, and now he's genuinely just bad.
Yeah, gotcha. He's just a dick, turns out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Which, again, probably, I believe, as previously stated, perhaps more true to life than...
Perhaps more true to life. Sometimes dads suck.
Yeah. And so Rune decapitates him?
Yeah, yeah, he does deliver the final death blow. I mean, Bryce, like, sets him, like, she, like, kicks up that layup, you know what I mean? And then he, like, slams yeah. the ball down. And by the ball, I mean, like, I think his sword, like, on his head.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Morbid meets a similar fate.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah, we didn't care much for him, so, you know.
Yeah, we hardly knew ye, and you weren't very nice.
Right. He wasn't a big fan of the ladies, so...
No.
Scooch off.
So, like, whatever, bro. And then Bryce is like, wow, I'm queen now, and, like, I'm gonna just, like, unleash this magic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just gonna fix Avalon. And so, like, Avalon just, like... Like, greenery everywhere, and, like, yeah. the islands pop back out of the water, and just everything's green again. Mm-hmm. It sounds lit.
It sounds
it does
so
sound
lit.
Amazing.
Yeah. Amazing.
Again, I so don't remember cool. how exactly she did it, but she does something.
She does something. She's like, star.
Yeah, you know? Stars and magic and blah, blah, blah. And the magic reawakens.
She got the final, she got the final third of the star power, right?
Oh, yeah.
That sounds absolutely correct.
For sure.
And then, right, everything pops back up to life. Presumably every year now they'll have, like, a big party to, like, celebrate it.
Flynn and Sathya are, like, having the time of their fucking lives because they both have earth magic. Flynn's just, like, fucking around, like, popping up forests.
Yeah,
everywhere.
He grew them a grove just like for fun.
Like, so fun.
I want to have plant magic.
I know. Yeah, definitely don't have that. Can't keep a succulent.
And
alive.
So now Bryce just, like, controls, similar to the Dusk Court, which she kind of irresponsibly just left instead of staying there for a
right.
whole book. She now, like, controls, like, she sort of just, like, waves her hand and things happen whenever she wants on the island.
Yeah,
love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we do love when, like, sentient places respond to mm-hmm. one's magic.
We do.
Big
love
fans
that.
Of that. This is also, though, when I think at some point Sathya is like, okay, and so, like, you're gonna, like, restore the Fae to, like, former glory and, like, fight for us or whatever. And Bryce is like, oh, I hate the fucking Fae.
Yeah, she's like, nah.
Okay, like, maybe Bryce, we could consider a little bit more character development here. Like, what if we.
Yeah.
Didn't hold our grudge against our dad, against everybody else.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, she's living, she's learning, she's growing islands, or bringing islands back to life or something.
Yeah. And, like, little flowers are, like, blooming around her.
Yeah.
Which, same.
Yeah.
Same. She says, she has a chat with Hunt. She's mm-hmm. like, BTW, like, sorry for being a huge bitch in the caves and, like, telling you to fucking sack up and, like, be excited, be enthusiastic about
going to your death and all this.
And he's like, no, it's fine. So I guess they're fine.
Yeah, they're fine. Yeah.
I was expecting, I was like, maybe this is a time where she should also manipulate a man using her period and just be like, I'm so sorry. I was like really PMSing back there when I was completely acting like your torture session didn't exist. My bad.
Yeah. But she doesn't.
No.
She's just so sorry.
Yep.
But listen, if we were the protagonist, I think we all know this is where the book ends, right here.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. I've got my mystical verdant island.
Right, right.
Inaccessible, right. Except to those whomst I wish.
Yeah.
To come.
Yeah.
She now controls the mists.
Yeah. Like the dream. We're good.
And she's got cell phone service now, so they she can text, service. She can TikTok, she can do.
Yeah. I am going to say, I don't, why, and maybe there's like an actual answer to this besides me being annoyed, but why didn't the Pegasuses come out now? Like, where are the Pegasuses?
Yeah, we really should have gotten them.
Like, on screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, we needed them on screen.
It's quite unknown.
But I will mourn that.
We want them. Yeah.
At the appropriate time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, but since Bryce is the protagonist and not us,
mm-hmm.
she's not resting. She's like, well, nice to have this and all that, but everybody gather around. Let me give you your assignments.
Yeah, okay? little war council.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're splitting back up again. The gang's splitting back up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Baxian, you're staying here. Fury is flying my parents and my new wee brother in on a helicopter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Leaving the kid here,
mm-hmm.
wee little
Simon
Cooper.
Cooper Salago.
Cooper
Salago.
Cooper's lot. Carmen Sandiego.
Wee little Cooper, who's actually quite large. You're staying here with Baxian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And mom and dad are going to come with me and hunt. We're going to fly a chopper to Nenya.
Mm-hmm. Which is like Alaska. No.
Yeah. Antarctica.
The Arctic Circle.
Arctic yeah. Circle.
Yeah.
We got to be careful. You know, we didn't receive any negative
anti-Iceland
feedback for my, I would say, not perfectly deft sort of navigation of Arctic Circle and adjacent waters. Metaphorically.
Yeah, right.
We didn't get any hate for that. So thank you to all who are understanding.
Yeah.
They don't have podcasts there probably.
Excuse me. First of all, take that back. Second of all, I literally checked, and we do have at least one listener in Iceland. Wow. And more, actually, in, like, Sweden and Norway. So, to our one Icelandic listener, I hope you will reach out.
Yeah, we're here to learn.
We're here to learn, obviously. Educate us.
I hope one day that the lady who lives on Svalbard, an island close to the Arctic Circle, can listen to and educate us, because we learn so much from her all the time.
We really do. And Boy Boss doesn't know what the...
No, he has no idea.
I do, actually, because there's a New York Times article about it.
I'm Cecilia. I live on Svalbard.
Cecilia!
Hi, I'm Cecilia. I live on Svalbard.
An island close to the North Pole.
Wow. I just actually did such a good impression.
Yeah, that was good. One of my favorite TikTok characters.
Speaking of which,
mm-hmm.
sidetrack, and again, it's going to be old news. I'm sorry. It's going to be practically old news. But if you're not reading Danielle Jensen's new book, and more importantly, listening to it on audiobook, you should be. Fix it.
She's also talking to me because I have to fix it also.
Viking sex magic. Sexy
Viking magic. Sexy magic. It's great. Anyways, but I digress. Okay. Now, frat boys are going to Lunathian with Lydia to try to find Isaiah and Naomi, whatever. And then Therian has to take his wife to go see the River Queen and try to get her to take people mm-hmm. in, even though she wants to kill him.
Right.
And then, also, poor Ethan and Pax.
Oh my god.
Oh my
they
god.
Show up on their boat, And then Brady says, great to see you. I want you to turn back around.
You don't even have time to use the bathroom. Like, yeah, no, like, snacks for you.
Yeah, if you could do that, like, right now,
get the fuck
great.
Back.
And what are they doing?
Oh, because who told us this? Do you see me doing these Trump hands? who told us this? Was it the Princes of Hell who told us about the
parasite?
The parasite in the water.
Listen, I think here's the thing. Nobody knows.
No, okay,
nobody
but we found
can
out.
Say. But we do
we
know that,
that
there's
out.
A parasite in the water that is making everybody far less powerful on Midgar than they should be. It's like dampering all their powers. And so what they need to do is probably spend, I don't know, what would you say, Rachel, decades investigating the science behind this parasite that nobody's known about up until now and find an antidote.
Billions of NIH grants.
Right.
Like
right.
maybe like an mRNA accelerated vaccine that still takes like, what, 18 months?
Right.
Not when you entrust this to PAX.
Mm-hmm. Right.
PAX is going to sort this out in a tight five, okay? Ethan and PAX have to go back to Ludathian because Hypaxia's got to come up with an antidote, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we all know what this means. It means it's another rotation for Ethan and his young Ludathian achievers.
Pharmaceutical cycle. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little med school thrown in, you know? Why not?
Yeah. So they do that. And yeah, Hypaxia just figures it out. So that's cool.
Yeah. I don't know if like would be accepted in a kind of peer-reviewed medical journal.
No.
Right.
But she's just like tested on herself and Ethan and it's like, oh, sick.
Sick. Perfect. Yeah. And it is like they like at least we do get a passing reference to like, oh well, yeah, surely all of her work with the synth really set her up for
this.
And it's like okay, well, whatever. We could have done so much more there. But it works. Oh, it took her 5 minutes. Yay.
It works and it's lit.
It's lit.
Basically, so Ethan gets injected. He can smell everything more. Mm-hmm. And he has snow/ice power.
So fun.
And it's like, it's like, he like walks out the door. He's like, suddenly he's ready to make plans. Like he's basically got like an Adderall prescription.
Yeah.
He's like, wow, it's weird. Suddenly I feel like I could just go sort this shit out. I could even start thinking two steps ahead, maybe one step ahead. Let's not rush into anything. But
he's like, wow, I could send 3 emails like and put in a pile of laundry. Like incredible.
Yeah, and he's like, I have the confidence to achieve this, and I will. So that's cool.
That's exactly wow. Yeah, I feel seen.
Yeah. So jacked up Ethan goes to see the wolves.
Yes.
To like get their help or something.
To like tell them about the parasite and stuff. Yep.
Okay.
And also about Siggy and everything.
In my head, there's like a stage in this like courtyard, and he's like up on the stage, like trying to like.
Lol.
I don't know why.
Yeah, his little girlfriend lets him in.
Yeah, his girl. Perry, who's an Omega,
which is like,
which also, by the way,
#ride. If you know, you know. Oh, is that not what you were saying?
I was referencing the Bible.
No,
no,
Alpha and Omega.
We're talking about the actual Bible, Will, the Omega verse.
Yeah, the Omega verse, which we might be dipping our toes into.
And I would say, if you don't know what we're talking about, don't Google it. Just read Bride.
Just read Bride. We're going to get to know the Omegas a little bit better. But we're keeping Boy Boss
in the dark.
Ignorant. Mm-hmm. But anyways, oh, and she smells like cinnamon and strawberries. And he's like,
so fun.
She smells really nice. he tells the wolves about the antidote and Sigrid and all that shit. And then Siggy pops up with Sabine.
Yep.
And they're on their bullshit, but the Prime is like, I've had enough. I'm naming Ethan as my heir.
Right.
And meanwhile, Sabine was like, Sigrid's gonna be our heir. And like, girl's like a literal reaper. And
yeah, she's like a fucking like coked out freak reaper. Sorry, was that too much?
Just like alienating our kind of cocaine audience. Yeah.
Sorry, it's not bad.
It's not you.
Neither good nor bad. Yeah. I have no statement on illicit substances. Now, Sabine stabs the Prime in the face.
Yeah.
And then Siggy sort of French kisses her grandfather's soul out of it. She gives him a Dementor's kiss.
Death Eater kiss, right?
Yeah. Sucks the first light out of him.
Yep. Real mouth on mouth, though, that I didn't need.
Mm-hmm. Not a very nice way to treat your grandfather.
No.
No.
The face stabbing your own father, too.
Not ideal.
Not ideal.
Yeah, then Sabine decapitates him. Mm-hmm. Tough day for the Prime.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Prime.
We'll miss
you. He seemed ready, though. He was, like, napping a lot.
Yeah,
you know?
He was really... He was beyond ready, I would say. Mm-hmm. And then Ethan kills Sabine.
Yep.
And Siggy. So, and Siggy. Right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Because now he's, like, all-powerful.
Right. He's still, like... Yeah.
But, yeah, this is great. He's, like... He's, like, whatever... Founder's son goes through like the intern program for like appearances to look good, and then is like immediately handed
like,
over the company,
thrust into like COO. Wait, though, so he kills the astronomer.
Oh yeah, the astronomer is there.
Right.
Who could say? Cleans up a lot of loose
but
ends.
Does Siggy die or does she like go off somewhere?
Oh, I thought she died.
Maybe she died. Question. I can't remember.
She either died or didn't die.
Listen, people are dying left and right, but also not dying at all. So it's hard to keep track.
So at this point, Siggy either died or didn't die. And we'll leave that to you.
And you're welcome 100% for our attention to detail.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then all of his wee little wolvies drop to their knees. Expose their necks to Mr. New Prime.
Yeah.
And he bites them on their throat.
I love that. I was...
Yeah.
And this was even before I read Bride. I was like, this is cute.
Yeah. So, and he's like, ew, Amelie doesn't taste as good as Perry. And Therion and his wifey go to the River Queen. Blah, blah, blah. Who can say?
I can say. So the funny thing is that the River Queen, like, hates Therion this entire time, right? And, like, has not shied away from that and is, like, pretty much a, like, total cunt. And her daughter is, like...
Boy boss's eyes.
Hard seized.
Oh, I love that word. I think we need to be using that word more. But, like, in a good way.
I can't use that word, but yeah.
Oh, no, boy boss can't.
Yeah, but I can.
It's just for us.
It's girl on girl crime.
Yeah.
But sorry, anyway, everybody. So sorry. Was that jarring? I hang out with too many Australians say that word all the time.
Mm. Oh, we get it. You have friends all over the globe. We get it. Just my Australian friends. You know how they are.
Is that an Australian accent?
No.
Okay.
We've already discussed that Therion's Australian, so the River Queen would get it. She would love it. Okay. Yeah. Anyway. Her daughter is, like, throwing a fit because Therion is married to somebody else, and she still, for some reason, wants to get married to him. And I'm like, okay, cool. So you actually are just, like, a two-dimensional character. Great. You need to go on a journey of learning of
She's heartbroken, though.
But he already left her, like, three times. Like, it's,
it was, like 4 days ago.
No. That's true. It wasn't that long
ago. And also, it's fine for you to be heartbroken, but, like, be a bitch about it. Don't be, like, whiny. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, but, like... He broke up with her like a week ago and he came back with a wife.
But he was engaged to her for like 10 years and never spoke to her. Like,
that only makes it worse.
No, I feel like she needs to like get her shit together and like she's allowed to be sad, but she can like.
You've had a thing against her from the get-go.
I know, and I will hold that until I die. Anyway, River Queen is like, blah, blah, blah. Like, why should I help you? I hate you. But then it turns out that she also, like, has always secretly hated the Asteri and actually did the whole Thunderbird thing because she wanted to, like, thwart them in some way.
Yeah.
And I will give her this. Like, that I find believable. But then Therion does this whole, like, speech about, like, do you not care about the humans? And, like, I'm, like, didn't marry Sathya because, like, I didn't like you, River Queen's daughter, who never had a name. I actually just wanted to, like, help somebody in need and blah, blah, blah. And then, like, in 1 second, the River Queen is like, wow, Therion, I see the male that you were. And I see the male that you have become in the last 72 hours. And now I change my opinion on you forever. And because of this, I will, in fact, open the gates to the beneath. And we're all like, wow,
That's he taught her the meaning of love.
Mm-hmm.
Sacrifice.
Right, exactly. Compassion. Community. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. All in one 30-minute Zoom meeting. And, you know, we could all learn something from that. Yeah. I bet his agenda was on point. It was there. But yeah, she does agree to do that.
Yeah. And his little wifey is very adept.
Wifey's
coming off great.
Yeah. Yeah, she was like super diplomatic. She had her little, you know.
She's ready for like the world stage. She's like,
she is. We love her. Okay, I guess we might be getting more of her in like 8 years, whenever the next
book comes out. Is this where we learn though that like wifey has her eyes on someone else?
No, that's it with the Viper Queen.
Shh, okay. We'll get to it.
We'll get to it. I'm still pretty much on the Therian escape train.
Yeah.
But there are a couple things towards the end of the book where he's like noticing that she is beautiful or something. Mm-hmm. So TBD.
TBD. Maybe he's a Viking. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a Viking. A Viking.
Yeah. A Viking.
Although all Vikings famously were Vikings. Yeah.
Love.
Can't have one without the other.
Wow.
Those long so that boat happens. Trips, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, Bryce, Hunt, Mom, Dad, get on their chopper. Mm-hmm. They're going to Nenya.
Like, wow, oh. Fury's here. So exciting. Wonder what Fury's going to do.
Oh, yeah. Fury doesn't do anything. And Bryce is still like, oh, my God, Juniper, I'm so sorry I called, like, the fucking ballet about you. Yeah. I'm like,
Babe. Like, that was literally, like, half a decade ago.
Water under the bridge, I think, safe to say. Yeah. We're not still apologizing for that, okay?
Right. Like, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry for sort of dragging the world into a civil war.
Yeah.
But yeah. Am sorry, and of which, like, your life is in danger because of your association to me, but I am sorry about the ballet.
The whole ballet thing, yeah.
Yeah. I should mention, we do get to briefly see Syrinx also comes on the helicopter and, you know, yeah, bounds towards Bryce. Is really cute, but I wanted more.
Yeah,
he's been absent.
A little brief moment with Siri, but anyways, we'll take it.
We're glad to know he's well.
Yes, sweet little Syrinx. Mm-hmm. But Bryce and the fam go up to Nenya. They open a portal. She pops into Nesta's room, which we mm-hmm. love. We love to see Nessie.
We do love it.
And nobody else has the magic bean, so she's talking to Nesta, but they can't understand.
Well, and they thought, like, allegedly they were going to hell. They were going to open a portal to hell.
Yeah.
And it was sort of like, why do her parents need to come? But
the
like,
whole time, I literally was reading this in the apartment with Will, and I was like, I don't understand. I was like, what the fuck use are her parents? Like, why is she bringing them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here. Well,
Randall
no
can fly the helicopter. Don't know why mom's there, except for, you know.
Yeah.
But anyways, it turns out.
Can't they teleport, though? Whatever.
She can't go that far yet.
Yeah, maybe it's like a long distance or something. Yeah. I don't know.
It is the Arctic Circle, after all. So it's Svalbard.
Yes. Yeah, it's Svalbard. And oops, it turns out that Bryce was planning to trade her parents, to leave her parents with Nesta as collateral.
Yeah. She has to finance her loan
with
her parents. Right. She's like,
lives. Yeah.
Yeah. Which, like, okay.
Fucked Which, up.
Her parents seem like, I guess we don't know. She kind of just, like, runs away from them really quick. So we don't know, like, what their immediate vibes are.
Yeah.
I mean, she made them leave the kid, which I didn't get, because I was like, okay, isn't Akatar world like safer? Like, it makes sense just to store them all there for their own safety, but this is more like, you can keep them if I don't give this back.
not great to do that without sort of consent.
It might be kidnapping in
something
a legal
like
sense
that.
not great,
but she gets the mask and she gets No, she just gets
Truth Teller.
Mask.
No, she has
Yeah,
truth
didn't
teller.
She already have it?
You're right.
She already had it.
And then her and Hunt go back to implement said mask.
Oh, my God. And they kill...
Not yet.
No, sorry.
But they kill Question mark. We'll have to leave it for next time.
We'll find out. Surely it'll only be one person at the end of this book. Wow. Thank you, Rach. That was a lot to work through. And I think, you know, you really helped us stay on track and stay on the facts. You know, some people maybe died or maybe didn't. And we 100% know that to be true.
Exactly. We can say that with confidence. Yeah. And next week is our thrilling season finale. Mm-hmm. So buckle up, get ready, get excited. Say hi on Instagram. You know the drill. On TikTok, say hi. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
See you soon, babies.
Bye.